Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello all, Eric Rivenis with the Most Notorious podcast here. Each week I interview an author or historian about a historical true crime, tragedy, or disaster. Subject matter ranges from gunslingers to Gilded Age murder to gangsters to fires to pirates to wild prison breaks. My guests bring their incredible knowledge directly to you. Please subscribe to Most Notorious on your favorite podcast app. Cheers, and have a safe tomorrow.
Southern Gothic is a podcast that explores the history behind some of the American South's darkest days, greatest mysteries, and most chilling ghost stories. Folklorists call it legend tripping, the act of venturing out to purportedly haunted locations at night, places that are the subject of local lore or urban myths, like abandoned buildings, old cemeteries, or ghost towns. Now, why do people do this? Well, it depends on who you ask. Some are ghost hunters in search of evidence of the paranormal. Others are thrill seekers looking for adventure. And of course, there's also those stereotypical teens trying to show off their bravery for their friends. While just about any landmark can serve as the basis of an urban legend worth traveling to, one of the most notorious types of locations to attract folks like this are old abandoned bridges. These rusty old beasts can be found all over the country, relics that once served as thoroughfares for travelers prior to the interstate system, and whose only reason for continuing to exist now is that it would be more costly to scrap the metal than just leave it there to decay. So as you can expect, abandoned bridges have become prime locations for folks to visit in an attempt to confront the past. And in the American South, haunted bridges are as common as haunted plantations. The state of Mississippi is home to one of the most infamous of these landmarks, a bridge that some say was once used by a violent outlaw as he attempted to lure victims into his lethal trap. But it's now a rusty old relic known as Stuckey's Bridge. My name is Brandon Schexneider, and you are listening to Southern Gothic. On a lonely gravel road in Mississippi, 12 miles southwest of Meridian, is a dilapidated old truss bridge. The bridge spans 112 feet over the Chunky River, a short tributary of the Chickasawai. But since the bridge is no longer open to cars or traffic, most of the folks who see it rotting out there in the Mississippi heat are paddling down the river for recreation or fishing. That is, except for the people who come in search of spirits, as many claim that this landmark, called Stuckey's Bridge, is haunted by the ghost of a violent man who once lived here on the river shore. Legend says that during the early 19th century, a band of train robbers who'd later become known as the Dalton Gang passed through the town of Meridian, Mississippi on their way out west. But while there, one of them, a man named Stucky, decided to part ways with his companions and stay in Mississippi. Why he decided to do this is unknown, but it's clear that he saw an opportunity to make money there, as what he did next was build a humble inn on the bank of the Chunky River. You see, Stucky clearly understood that this river served as a well-traveled thoroughfare for flatboatmen who made their way down it to sell their wares at the markets in Meridian, after which they'd start paddling to their homes. But now, they were flush with cash. So it's said that Stucky spent his days diligently journeying along the serpentine course of the Chunky, hoping to entice weary travelers with the promise of a warm meal and a comfortable bed. Then, after the sun set, if his inn wasn't full, he'd grab his lantern and walk back and forth along the bridge, calling out to any exhausted travelers still floating under the light of the moon. These men were then fed and shown a bed where they could sleep, but little did they realize that this meal would be their last. After the travelers fell asleep, Stucky did the unthinkable. He snuck into their room and murdered them, one by one. Then he'd root through their belongings, searching for anything of value before dragging their bodies out of the river, where he weighed them down with stones and sank them in the river's muck. He did this over and over again, and some say he amassed quite a fortune doing so. But while the Chunky River could seemingly supply an endless amount of victims, what he was doing was not as hidden of a crime as he had hoped. When enough travelers had failed to arrive at their destinations, people began to take notice, and it didn't take long for them to realize that whatever nefarious thing that was going on was on the Chunky River, and it all seemed to happen on this specific stretch, the place where Stucky had built his inn. What happened next is unclear. Some say the local sheriff and a gang of men headed down to the river and arrested Stucky for his crimes, while others say that a mob of folks took justice into their own hands before the law could get involved. Either way, the outcome was the same. The old outlaw was captured and dragged out to that bridge where he stood with a lantern each night. But this time, he was strung up and hanged over the water where he had hidden his victims. The violent murderer's dead body was then left to hang from that bridge for 5 long days, swinging in the Mississippi heat and humidity, before someone finally came and cut the rope, dropping his remains into the Chunky River. That old bridge where Stucky was believed to have been executed no longer remains. It was replaced in 1901 by the old truss bridge still there today. But according to local lore, his soul is still thought to roam there, bitter and angry at having been subjected to the same fate of his victims. Over the years, many who've been brave enough to venture on down that dirt road and visit Stucky's bridge at night have claimed to hear ghostly splashes in the water below, seemingly echoes of that treacherous man's body dropping into the river after being cut from his noose. Some have even claimed to see an eerie blue glow emanating from the spot where legend suggests his executed corpse disappeared for eternity. Others have even reported the horrifying and ghastly apparition of the man's executed body still hanging from the trusses of the bridge, swinging back and forth in the Mississippi moonlight. But the most widely reported of these eerie hauntings claims that the ghost of Old Man Stuckey still walks across the Chunky River each and every night, waving his spectral lantern in search of even more victims, just as he did in life over a century ago. In 2018, the Travel Channel show Most Terrifying Places in America visited Meridian for an episode titled Haunted Road Trips. In the episode, several locals discussed their seemingly paranormal experiences on the bridge.
The most blood-curdling story of Stuckey's Bridge occurred in 2005 when Dana Maxwell's son and his best friend were exploring the back roads on a little local car trip.
My son Jason and his best friend Jesse was driving along this bridge. It used to be open, but now it's closed. And they seen a light out there, and the light was swinging like this. And he stopped and he said, Jesse, he said, is there somebody out there floating the river or something? Jesse said, I don't see nobody. It come and it was swinging like that. And it went right through Jesse, went through Jason, went out here and out that way, still swinging like that, and they never heard anything. Well, Jason and Jesse got scared and they hauled back to the house and told me about it. I told Jason, I said, I don't believe you. You know, I laughed at him. He said, Mama, I ain't playing. He said, I'm for real. And I looked at him and I could tell he wasn't lying. He's sitting there. He's white as a sheet, shaking.
According to author Alan Brown, quote, since the 1930s, people living in and around Chunky have passed down tales about the haunting of Stuckey's Bridge. But the question is, who was that infamous outlaw? And what really happened out there on the Chunky River to make so many people afraid? We'll explore some of these questions and more after the break.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Sonica.
In 1847, Lauderdale County signed a contract for the construction of a wooden bridge over the Chunky River. This land had recently been acquired from the Choctaw Nation with the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit Creek in 1830, the first treaty to be carried into effect under the infamous Indian Removal Act. Construction of the bridge is estimated to have occurred between 1850 or 1851, but in the intervening years, the nearby town of Chunkyville, which is now simply Chunky, was established. While the name of the river and town might seem a little silly today, it is actually derived from the Choctaw language, as a Choctaw village named Chonkachito was once here in this location. It was a community named after a game that involved spears and polished stones called Chunky. We'll never really know what the original bridge over the river looked like, but we do know that it provided much-needed access to the growing area as travelers made their way west for new land. As for the man we know as Stucky, well, historians haven't quite been able to pin down if the legendary outlaw was ever a real person. And while the surname does appear in local census records in the later half of the 19th century, there doesn't seem to be anyone who stands out as a candidate for the lawless murderer. In addition, there's absolutely no mention of the crimes he purportedly committed in local newspapers. Crimes that, if they were in fact true, were certainly grim enough to make the front page. Of course, legend also claims that Stucky was a member of the Dalton Gang, although there doesn't seem to be any primary sources to back that up either. However, if he were, it certainly would make for a good story. This band of outlaws were some of the most notorious bank and train robbers in America in the late 19th century. A real criminal group of men who operated in the Old West from 1890 to 1892. Led by the three Dalton brothers, Grant, Emmett, and Bob, they were born in Missouri and began moving west with opportunity. Initially, they were a family of lawmen, but when their oldest brother, Frank, was killed while he was serving as a deputy U.S. Marshal, hunting down a horse thief in Oklahoma, their goodwill began to change, and due to various reasons, mostly financial, the brothers ended up on the other side of the law. In the Old West, tales of corrupted lawmen run rampant, but the Dalton Gang were a particularly violent bunch, and well known because of it. In fact, they were only preceded in fame by the likes of Jesse James and Bonnie and Clyde. It's said that Bob Dalton didn't like this, and that he aspired to be the most infamous of them all, boasting he could, quote, beat anything Jesse James ever did, rob two banks at once in broad daylight. Unfortunately, these haughty aspirations and inflated ego are what led to the gang's demise. On October 5, 1892, the Dalton Gang attempted to do exactly what Bob claimed they could, rob two banks at once, the First National Bank and the Condon Bank in Coffeyville, Kansas. But their plans were quickly discovered, and violence escalated rapidly in the streets of the small town with the type of shootout that the Wild West has become known for. When the dust cleared, a number of men were dead, including the town's marshal, Charles Connolly, Grant and Bob Dalton, and gang members Dick Broadwell and Bill Powers. Any member of the Dalton Gang who wasn't captured that day scattered, leaving to join other gangs or simply disappearing into anonymity. Some have suggested that maybe Stucky was one of these men, that he hadn't abandoned the group while heading west, but rather disappeared into the Mississippi wilderness following its demise. While this certainly is a possibility, it's unlikely, as the Daltons had an awful high profile. So there's quite the paper trail of photographs and newspapers documenting their exploits, none of which includes a man named Stuckey. There is, of course, always the possibility that Stuckey changed his identity. But ultimately, the difficulty with attaching Stuckey to the Dalton gang is the inconsistency of the dates of the story. Some versions of it place the events in the mid-1800s, with some claiming that his crimes began prior to the bridge even being constructed, suggesting that it might have been the construction of it that uncovered the bodies he had buried, leading to his inevitable punishment. The problem with this theory, though, is that it predates the activity of the Daltons by roughly half a century. Now, as legends go, it is possible that there still is some bit of truth here. But what is more likely is that folks began telling stories about that creepy old bridge out there and just used some of the cultural fears of the time to make sense of it. After all, the story of Stuckey's Bridge does have some very similar elements to those told about the infamous Lavinia Fisher of South Carolina, the Hart brothers of the Natchez Trace, and even the notorious serial killer, H.H. Holmes. Of course, Stuckey's Bridge might still be haunted, just not by who we think. As we mentioned earlier, author Alan Brown claims that stories of the paranormal have been passed down since the 1930s. And while we can't find any primary sources to verify this, a 2018 book called Ghostly Tales of Mississippi quotes a local man named Wayne who claims his grandfather warned him about the site when he was young.
"Boy, if you go in that water, a moldy, rotten hand covered in every foul thing from the bottom of this river is going to silently rise up like a water moccasin. It's going to wrap its dead, wet fingers around your ankle and pull you under. It'll hold you there until your lungs are full of silt and water."
The old iron truss bridge that stands today was taken out of commission in 2011 due to structural instability. But if you ask locals, some believe it's got more to do with the fact that some truly terrifying things have happened there. And while the legend of Stuckey might not be entirely true, his presence certainly lingers there, attracting folks to the Chunky River, just as he purportedly did in life. My name is Brandon Schecksnyder, and you are listening to Southern Gothic. Southern Gothic is an independent podcast produced by siblings Brianne and Brandon Schecksnyder. If you're a fan of the show and would like more content, be sure to join us over on Patreon or become a premium subscriber on the Apple Podcast app. There, you'll receive access to both ad-free and monthly bonus episodes. This show is also a member of Airwave Media, a podcast network that features some of the leading storytellers in audio entertainment, including other chart-topping podcasts like Redacted History and Historical Blindness. For more info on Southern Gothic, be sure to visit southerngothicmedia.com today. And as always, thanks for listening.
Lucky Little Shacks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.